producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
It's great to get rid of tariffs. It's great to open markets. But what they're doing is putting into this trade agreement labor and environmental provisions and intellectual property provisions and investor provisions, things that are tangential to the real commercial activity of trade. And those open up the trade agreement to a lot of special interests. So we don't, to labor forces, labor unions, yeah, environmental groups. And so we think we should go back to the days when a trade agreement dealt with trade.
There's Fran Smith from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. The discussion held earlier in the fall, one of her concerns about the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. This trade deal comes in at number 10 on the countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air, and this is a special edition of the Countdown Show as we take a listen to some of the important talk topics of the year 2015, as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, the premier publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio shows and hosts and stations all across the United States of America to determine the list. And in this hour, we'll do what we usually do on the countdown, go from number 10 to number 1, but instead of it being week to week, this is for the entire year, and the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership deal is at number 10.
Number nine,
Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the email, Benghazi probes, all of that sort of thing in the focus. Here's talk radio host Chad Hartman with James Homan, who reports for the Washington Post about one of the Benghazi hearings that took place this past fall.
Give me your headlines from what took place.
I would say, you know, testy confrontation. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, as we expected, sort of making this, trying to make this as political seeming as possible. The fight really being between members on the committee, between Trey Gowdy and Elijah Cummings. Trey Gowdy being very defensive about the committee, you know, saying this is really about Benghazi. You know, Hillary Clinton, I think the most dramatic moment so far was when she went sort of off script, which she hasn't done very much, and talked about the dangers of diplomacy. You know, yes, four Americans died.
Yes.
But, you know, the world is a dangerous place. This is hard stuff. You know, it's an art, not a science. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens. And I'm sure to some degree it was rehearsed and thought of ahead of time, but it felt very authentic, and it was a pretty powerful moment here.
As far as that's new. But any new information that either Gowdy has raised, anybody else on the committee, or from the testimony of the former Secretary of State, or in some version, are we going over events which either the previous seven committees have raised or reporters like yourself have uncovered?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very important question, and it gets at sort of the, you know, Gowdy saying Hillary is one of many very important witnesses. I've been covering this very closely, so there's a lot that is just sort of going over what is already in the public record,
mm-hmm,
and making Hillary answer for it. I mean, there's some things that are interesting and new. You know, the Republicans rolled out some fresh Benghazi emails that we hadn't seen before, and, you know, asking about kind of very specifically Hillary on the accountability review board and what they signed off on. A lot of what we've learned is sort of minutia. I think most of this is just making Hillary kind of talk through what we've heard about for the last 3 years and, you know, 2 months.
Number eight.
Just to go back to that for a moment, it'd be interesting to see how the Benghazi movie, the Michael Bay Benghazi movie, does. It's supposed to come out in a couple of weeks. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number eight, a focus on climate change. This has been going on ad nauseum, but there were several things that happened this past year. One of them discussed here on a talk radio program hosted by Steve Scott. He has with him CBS correspondent Pam Coulter. They discuss the agreement that came out of this fall's summit.
Tell us about the global climate agreement being worked out in Paris.
Well, Steve, some of the success of the agreement was baked in even before the 151 leaders showed up here in Paris, because they had commitments from about 180 countries to cut their carbon emissions. Now, they weren't the same commitments. Everybody made their own pledges, and it varied depending on the country. Some made much bigger commitments than others to cut carbon emissions. But it was an unprecedented thing that they were able to get that done ahead of time. Now, what the negotiators are going to be working on going forward is putting that into a package. The pledges are not binding, but the package itself, where a process is put in place where there would be regular reviews of the progress.
Are some of the big polluters, say China, on board with this?
Yeah, China last year made an agreement that it would cut its own carbon emissions, but right now their targets are not as ambitious because they're not in a position to do that quite yet. But there is a large sentiment in China now where they do feel like they have to take action. As you've seen, there's very bad pollution in China, and the public sentiment has come around to doing something about climate change. And they even, when the Chinese president was here for a state visit this year, announced that China would be doing a cap-and-trade program. So they are fully on board and helping the United States in terms of leading the rest of the world into participating.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have a tradition here. You may be bored with end-of-year traditions in general. You'll go through the motions anyway, but as far as this program is concerned, we have an alignment of the workers at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Television are. And we, the production staff here on my end, have worked and looked at these stories, listened to all of the sounds, and there's a lot of different sound here. And I hope you'll find it exciting as we review the top 10 items, the year-end charts for 2015, here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of this specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards, all about how to make a kitchen really
explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own, $25,000, and a design consult with Emily or David.
Visit hgtv.com/LG contest.
Last night, Cheryl Logging made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number 7.
All right, let's go to the Middle East, shall we? The Russian-Syrian military relationship as part of how to handle Daesh. In October on my weekday Good Day program, I talked to analyst Ivan Eland about the difference between Russia's objectives and our objectives, the U.S. objectives, when it comes to Syria.
Of course, we'd like to see Assad gone, and that's where the conflict comes, because there's an incentive for the Russians, because they want to keep Assad in power, to hit the other groups, opposition groups, since we're taking care of ISIS, or supposed to be taking care of ISIS. So the Russian strategy is logical from their point of view, because they want to keep, their main goal is to keep ISIS, Assad, and that's not our main goal. So, and you're right, our policy is very muddled, but that's why the Russians are doing what they're doing.
You know, this is such baloney. All of this stuff is just more from the military-industrial complex. If you look at the picture here clearly, so let the Russians blow up ISIS and keep Assad in power, and then we send in, under cover of darkness, a group of SEALs, and they bump off Assad. The story's over. What are we having? What is all of this baloney? It really is. It's just posturing, politics, and baloney. At the moment, let's talk about today and what goes on, because some people are worried about World War III starting here. But what do you think really is ultimately going to happen?
Well, I don't think there probably will be World War III. I think they're meeting, the Russians and the U.S. are meeting to what they call deconflict the missions. But still, as we saw with the Russians going into Turkey, whether you believe that was an accident or not, things can't, you know, borders can't, let's say it was an accident, accidents can happen, or people, you know, one side will push the other side, and, you know, they didn't like what the other side did, and you can end up in a war by accident or by miscalculation. So there is a danger of that, I think. It's really weird, because both the Russians and the U.S. don't like radical Islam, but I think you're absolutely right. The real issue here is dominance of the Middle East, and of course the Russians are really fighting from as they are in Ukraine, they're fighting from a position of weakness, because Assad only has 20-25% of the territory in Syria, and he was losing. That's why they had to shore him up, and so the U.S. has the influence Middle East wide.
All right, so also in the Middle East, and this, I'm looking at the entire list here, how much time we've given to talking about what the Russians are doing, what the Americans are doing, what the Europeans are doing. And so we have a focus on Syria, but there's also Iran to deal with. You may or may not know, at the end of the week, there was a lot of discussion with Iranian military. There are reports that the Iranians fired rockets near an American warship in the Straits of Hormuz. This leads us, all of us, getting a little uneasy, first of the year. What does this mean? They say no. So is this psychological warfare at its best? I don't know if it's at its best or not, but it certainly points out how weak are the peace and the well-being and the health of our psyches is because of what's going on in the Middle East. Many people say, why do we even involve ourselves there? They've been fighting this fight for centuries, for millennia, and there are good reasons for us not to be there, it seems to me. As a matter of fact, there's some more focus on Iran. Number 6 has to do with the nuclear deal. That's up next here on this week's overview, the countdown of the year.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six, as I promised here on the countdown, is a focus on Iran and the deal that so many people have criticized. Where are you in all of this? Let's go back to September, where I have some audio. Talk host Todd Herman is the star of this. He's talking with his audience about the 60 Minutes piece where the report traveled to Iran to interview the president of Iran.
So Steve Croft from 60 Minutes went and spoke with the president of Iran.
Ayatollah Khamenei has endorsed, even praised, the chanting of death to America and death to Israel at the Friday prayers by demonstrators. And he continues to call the United States the great Satan. Do you believe the United States is the great Satan?
The enmity that existed between the United States and Iran over the decades, the distance, the disagreements, the lack of trust, will not go away soon. What's important is which direction we are heading. Are we heading towards amplifying the enmity or decreasing this enmity? I believe we have taken the first steps towards decreasing this enmity.
Do you think the United States is the great Satan?
Satan, in our religious parlance, is used to refer to that power that tricks others and whose words are not clear words, do not match reality. What I can say is that the U.S. has made many mistakes in the past regarding Iran and must make up for those mistakes.
And this is the country with whom we've made the deal. When Steve Croft asked him, do you think America's a great Satan? He went with a politician's answer. But he's the politician. He's the political arm. Right? The actual leader, as we know, is the Khomeini. He's the one who's chanting death to America. He's the one who agrees with CARE's founder. The founder of CARE, according to Powerline blog, said, you know, we're not coming to America to be equal with other faiths. We're not coming here to be equal. We believe Islam should be the law of every land. We should believe it should be the only religion on earth. And this president, he serves at the pleasure of the religious leadership there. So Steve Croft asked him about death to America. I mean, Croft, I give him credit on this. He's actually kind of hard-edged. It's three words, death to America.
Death to America is a very simple concept. Three words. Not much room left for interpretation. Not very conciliatory. Do you see the day when that language will not be used? You yourself have encouraged both sides to try and lower the temperature.
If America puts the enmity aside, if it initiates goodwill, and if it compensates for the past, the future situation between the United States and Iran will change.
That would classify as a non-answer. If you were in court, you'd get to say to the judge, permission to treat the witness as a hostile witness. In other words, he's perfectly comfortable with the chanting of death to America. Maybe it's a cultural thing.
And it is a cultural thing, but under the circumstances, this is what I'm going to say is something that's not reflected by many talk radio hosts because the tone and the tenor that's set on some of the political talk radio programs today is decidedly right. America's always right and everybody else is always wrong, which, of course, is ludicrous. That's not the case at all. And in this case, what he said, as despicable and disgusting as he is somewhat true. The Americans and the Europeans are responsible because of their actions over the last 300 or 400 years in that part of the world for the trouble that's there. And look out for the military-industrial complex and their reason for being, if you will, in this area. Okay, that's number six. The next five through one coming up.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
At the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the top topics for the year 2015. As we anticipate big things, the conversation will certainly get to a fevered pitch when it comes to international relations and what's going on here domestically with the election. Be a big year, more conversation and more hits. As an added bonus, actually the folks at Talkers Magazine and my staff have put together the 15 top year-end stories. So I'm going to go through all 15, at least to where we are now. We still have from number 5 to number 1, but we only had time to do the top 10. But in fact, there are 15 items on the list that you'll see published at Talkers Magazine and also at DougSteffen.com, Talkers.com. At number 15, Bill Cosby. At number 14, the European Union's stability. At number 13, the Planned Parenthood videos. At number 12, the oil, the price of oil, what it's doing to the financial markets. At number 11, the gay marriage ruling by the Supreme Court. At number 10, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Number 9, what's going on with Mrs. Clinton and the Benghazi probe. Climate change. Number 8, Middle Eastern situation, both 7 and 6. So that now gets us around to
number 5.
Number 5 this week and for the year, the Charlie Hebdo attack and the San Bernardino terrorist attack. Here are our hosts Susan Rose and John Zack talking to former Homeland Security agent Steve McMartin about the raids in Paris and Belgium following the terror attacks in November that killed 130 people and injured hundreds more.
The man suspected of plotting the terror attacks in Paris is dead. The identification was made more than 24 hours after a police raid at outside a Paris apartment building. What's your reaction to that, Steve?
Well, I'm not surprised. If you think back to the Boston Marathon bombing, you remember how quickly law enforcement not only identified the suspects there, but were able to apprehend one of them.
Steve, what does ISIS do when a leader like Abu Oud is
eliminated? Does the group plan to retaliate, or do they simply move on with a network of seemingly countless others who want to step in?
Well, you have to remember that the definition or the structure of a terrorist cell, a terrorist organization, is generally a number of independent cells that have little communication in between them, and only the necessary communication with the top of the organization for them to carry out their particular assignment. So the problem with this situation is, although it's nice to know that they got the mastermind, so to speak, of the attacks, we really only cut off one small head of the Hydra here.
Yeah, there's always another terrorist ready to step up, right?
Exactly.
Steve, you know, related to this, all of this, is the new threat for New York City from an ISIS video. I mean, is their capability the same in this country as it is in Europe?
I think their capability is equal. It may not be the same. I don't know that they would have the access, for example, to explosives that they have in Europe, but with the different options that they would have for an attack here, I think they are equally as much of a danger.
But you're not just making a threat, puts people on edge. It frightens them.
Well, that's correct. That's the reason for that video, actually, was to frighten. It's not a forewarning. It's not alerting New York that they're coming. The danger to New York today is the same as the danger to New York was Thursday, November 12th.
Hey, would you go to New York City right now if you had the opportunity?
Well, you know, it's an excellent question. My son lives in New York City, travels in and out of Manhattan, and he's asked me about this. All I can tell him is that you need to kind of raise your own level of personal awareness. And remember that saying, which I hate to keep repeating, but if you see something, say something.
Number four.
The number four item on the list of the top 10 for the year 2015 from Talkers Magazine is the immigration problem that we're having and the refugee policies around the world, sort of put together by talk radio personality Dave Ross. Here he talks to legal analyst Rob McKenna about the large number of governors that say they claim they wouldn't accept Syrian refugees in their states, but yet apparently the feds are getting in the way of that.
What authority does the governor of a state have to say, no, we're not going to accept refugees?
Governors don't have any such authority. The U.S. Constitution says that only the federal government can decide who comes in and out of the country. And once someone is legally within our borders, they have complete freedom of movement. States can't throw up barriers to prevent folks from crossing across state lines. For example, once someone's in Oregon legally, they have every right to come to Washington and vice versa.
What about the politics behind this? It seems like somebody's reading polls somewhere that show that Americans in general aren't ready to welcome these refugees.
The news from Paris that one of the terrorists was found with a Syrian passport, which may have been fake, but who is apparently believed to have come into France or Belgium with a wave of Syrian refugees. You know, whether that's actually true or not, we don't know, but that's the news right now. That's given people a lot of pause. The ISIS organization, the ISIL organization is pretty ruthless and pretty clever. So there's worry that they'll insert operatives into the waves of refugees coming in. At the same time, it seems to me the numbers we're talking about here aren't that great. If there are 10,000 who are being admitted to the U.S., that's not that big a number. And, you know, you can pretty quickly eliminate a large number of them as being potential threats just by looking at their profiles. And then you focus on the profiles basically based on age and gender, you know, young males, unattached, no family. And you can zero in on them. That's an even smaller number, which should allow adequate vetting on a fairly expedited basis. And then, if necessary, some sort of process to keep an eye on them once they get here by having them check in, for example.
Number three.
Number three. Man, we're working through this list well. This is the sort of the back to the future, if you will, or back to the past. We're fighting against Daesh in the Middle East. So we've taken a lot of time over the past year in the countdown to discuss this because a lot of people are talking about it. Here's an example of one of these discussions from our countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, where host Alan Ludell talked to military analyst Brian Dowling. Dowling said that even if the U.S. is able to destroy Daesh, radical Islam goes on.
Even if the United States and the West manage to effectively decapitate the Islamic State in Syria, Iraq, even in Libya, not to mention other places, even if the U.S. and the West do that, That surely will not spell the end of extreme Islamists pressing their war against what they see as the decadent West. Indeed, look at how ISIS, ISIL has supplanted Al-Qaeda in many respects. Brian, what about that? We have candidates talking, well, we will slay ISIS, we'll do what is necessary. But then the greater problem of just this mindset among Islamist young men who are of military age and lack employment opportunities and get radicalized.
That's right. The underlying problem is a very large population bubble in the entire Islamic world. About 50% of the population is under the age of 25. Probably 60-75% is under the age of 35. They have no opportunities, as you mentioned. They see ISIL and related groups as heroic figures. Not many, not all of them by any means, only a small percentage. But if only a small percentage acts and goes to fight with ISIL or supports it financially, and the rest, by and large, do nothing, which is the case, well, that's a win for ISIL.
Well, I mean, the political pendulum clearly is going to the hawkish side now in America, where Americans, many, not all, are agitating for the military to do more, even now open to the introduction of significant ground forces. But we always get back to whether that works into the hands of ISIL and others who would propagate these extreme ideas in the Islamic world.
That is correct, and there's some polling data out today gotten out of Iraq and Syria that shows ISIL has substantial support, that they view it as an alternative to the chaos and confusion of war, and they view it as an alternative to Shia government from Damascus or Baghdad.
Not to politicize this then, but do you think that any presidential hopeful is really addressing the fundamental problem?
I don't hear anyone, and I don't know that there is any way to address this fundamental problem. How do you address the problem of a population bubble so big and an ideology so robust? One thing would be to criticize Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for spreading this ideology, but I don't think they're going to do it. If they tried to do it, I think they would destabilize.
And indeed, I know one pessimistic outcome or assessment is no matter what we do, we are looking at a protracted conflict of not only years, but maybe decades. Some of us will leave this world, and it'll still be going on.
I think so. It's 30 years more, maybe more.
All right. That's number three, the battle in the Middle East against ISIS and Daesh. Up next, number two, and then we get to the biggest story of the year. This is the countdown.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And it feels like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bronstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own, $25,000 and a design consult with Emily or David. Visit hgtv.com/LG contest.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number two.
The police shootings this year, Black Lives Matter movement earlier this week, talk host Glenn Forbes discussed talking to reporter Carmen Angelo, who was in downtown Cleveland when the announcement came that the grand jury would not indict either of the officers in the Tamir Rice shooting, what the situation was like.
What's going on downtown after the grand jury announcement that the officers will not be charged?
Actually, everything certainly calm, and Officer Timothy Lohman, Officer Frank Armbeck will, as you said, not be charged in the shooting death of Tamir Rice. And, you know, the points that were hit upon during that news conference was that certainly while this was a tragedy, the actions by Officer Lohman and Frank Armbeck were not criminal in nature. Based on what they knew when they got to the scene, they acted really in the only fashion they could. And even it was cited by Brad Meyer, the assistant county prosecutor who works just under Tim McGinney, that Officer Lohman said he had no choice. And, you know, it's, again, a tragedy, and certainly everybody is urging calm and to respect the grand jury's decision. But again, Officer Tim Lohman, Officer Frank Armbeck will not be charged criminally.
Carmen, quite a lengthy explanation from the prosecutors, but a lot of case law and even some new images were shown during the press conference. The assistant prosecutor Matt Meyer talked about how the original footage was grainy, but they had some new pictures, even some new, I guess, computer reenactments that did show that Tamir Rice was planning, or at least in their mind, was going to take the gun out of his waistband, the toy gun that obviously the officers did not know it was a toy until after he had been shot.
And the prosecutor's office solicited or actually hired a firm out of Spokane, Washington, which does a lot of this, not only nationally but internationally, where it will get a better view of surveillance video and or images. And it was much more clear what we saw today to support the reason why there was a decision not to indict Tim Lohman and Frank Garmbeck in this case. And you know, it's at the end of the day, Prosecutor McGinney said it is tragic, but certainly not criminal.
Much criticism for the 911 operator, the dispatcher, who we should point out has since resigned. But Prosecutor McGinty called the radio personnel errors substantial and said that, you know, not passing along the information that he was probably a juvenile on the gun may not be real. You know, could have certainly, had that been relayed, you know, the result certainly could have been different. It could have been changed from a code 1. But there was a lot of talk about the radio personnel errors from both the prosecutor and assistant prosecutor.
And a code 1 is the most severe code or alert that officers in the field receive or act under when they call something in. And the man who called, who was at Cadell when he made that phone call, he said he possibly could be a juvenile, it possibly could be a toy gun. And as you said, Glenn, that information was not relayed to Officer Lohman or Officer Garnback. They were under the impression, according to the investigation, according to Officer or Prosecutor McGinney and Prosecutor Meyer, that it was an adult male with possibly a real gun. And as it turns out, it was an airsoft pellet gun.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Let's get at it. The number one item, as you might imagine, the presidential race. A couple of months ago on my Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I talked to YouTube star Diamond and Silk. They are stumping for Mr. Trump.
Well, it started whenever he announced that he was running for president and the things that he wants to do for this country to make this country great. He want to keep us secure by securing the border.
Yes.
He want to bring jobs back where we can thrive again in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so excited. We stuck for him because we know that he can make America great, and we need a businessman running this country.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, so there are a lot of people who say that black Americans don't like Republicans. When somebody says that to you, how do you respond?
Well, listen to me. Black Americans or African Americans have been conditioned to vote one way.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for us to get out of that way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right now, we've got to vote. We're not voting based on political parties. We're voting now based on who can get the job done.
That's right.
And that's why we look at Donald Trump, because he's a businessman and he can get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started this new campaign movement called Ditch and Switch Now. We want Democrats to ditch their parties and switch to Republicans so that we can vote for Donald Trump in the primaries. It's going to take a man like him to get America back back on track again.
And if you go to ditchandswitchnow.com, you can change your party right there online.
Yeah. Ditchandswitchnow.com.
I love it. You guys just recently switched, right? What was that process like for you guys, switching from being a Democrat to being...
It was very simple. It was very easy. All we had to do was take our ID to the Board of Elections, fill out a paperwork that was like one sheet long. It was simple. And we were switched.
Mm-hmm.
And they send you your voter registration card in the mail.
Have you ever talked to Diamond Silk? Have either of you or both of you talked to Donald Trump at all?
We talked to the campaign, have reached out to us, and they appreciate us something for him. And all of our fans and our viewers, they've reached out to us too.
Last week, political analyst Dr. Susan McManus talked to talk radio host Jack Harris and Ted Webb about the most recent Democratic debate.
You know, what was interesting to me about that debate was that it was almost totally predictable. Hillary, by everyone's account, did much better than the other two. And the one who was trailing the most had to scream the loudest, which was O'Malley. And Sanders and Hillary got into it a little bit, but she did for him what he did for her. Remember the first debate? He forgave her for the emails, which, you know, or said, let's move on from the emails or whatever, and or get beyond that, and then let's not talk about that. And then suddenly she says, well, let's not talk about the fact that your campaign breached data. And then the reality is that only 8 million people watched, and that was a far cry from the 18 to 26 million or 24 million that have watched the GOP debate. And, of course, that's what Sanders is complaining about. You keep having these things on Saturday night, particularly in the middle of a holiday when people have got other things going, and they're not going to watch it.
Now, do you think that Hillary's, you know, the clear-cut, obviously she's a clear-cut favorite, but do you think she's a runaway right now for the Democratic nominee?
I do, unless there's something that really health-wise causes her to, you know, that to become known, or there's really some kind of major, major upset in one or two of the first four primaries and caucuses.
Yeah, she has had some health issues, and I was looking for a survey I saw one time about people, how they felt about aging candidates, and they're not very, they don't like them very much, but then their desires for a president don't seem to reflect that, because Hillary is the odds-on favorite right now, and except for Bernie.
But then again, Obama beat Romney, and a lot of people attribute it to the youth vote, and I think you've put your finger on a really huge, big unknown for Democrats right now is turnout among younger voters, because thus far they're not seemingly over-enthusiastic. However, teaching college students, I think they get excited about a month out. But right now there's concern that they're not interested in this election.
All right, so there you have it. An overview of the big stories of the year from number 10 to number 1. As far as people are concerned, according to the research of Talkers, the top 15 names on the list of discussion, Bill Cosby, Tom Brady, Roger Goodell, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Ayatollah, John Kerry, Vladimir Putin, Michael Brown and Freddie Gray, John Boehner and Paul Ryan, Bernie Sanders, Rand Paul, and the other, well, there's two lists of Republicans, and you can figure out who they are. Number 3, Bill and Hillary. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, President Barack Obama. Thanks for being here. The year-end report on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item.
Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.